AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Supreme Raiders of Resale, living the dream. From whatnot to eBay, we score the loot. Vintage finds in every pursuit. Tips to cash in, stories so grand. Reselling Raiders, rulers of the land. Reselling Raiders, treasure we chase.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Hat House. We're live on the Raiders Reselling Podcast. I'm Hat House, joined by Coach Porch and Fired Up Finds. Tonight, we're definitely going to deep dive into sorting and grading. When we get a bunch of stuff, we got to be able to do that quickly to make some money. That's going to be our main theme. And we do want to hear from you guys too. We had an awesome chat last podcast. We want everybody to get down in the chat. Hit us with your questions, what do you want to talk about too. We definitely want to get to that, so shout us out there. And we did it. We've arrived. We're international.
International, baby! Worldwide,
international downloads from Canada to Australia. Huge shout out to the international audience. Really appreciate you guys. So keep downloading. Let us know where you're at. It's really fun to kind of look at the map and see where everybody's downloading the show. So that is awesome. And just a reminder, you can get this episode anywhere you can get your podcast: Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Apple. I need to check on Amazon, though. I don't know if we're actually on Amazon Podcast. So
what's Amazon?
I think you can just, like, with your Amazon Prime membership, you can listen to podcasts there too. So,
if we're not on Amazon, I've never even heard of Amazon.
Right. I think that would definitely like double or triple of our listenership, viewership, something ship. We'll be twice as good with Amazon. So, I've heard we have a new sponsor this week, though.
You've been sitting on your paws for too long, boys. Introducing GlideRite Hemorrhoid Cream. Because your backside deserves better than fire betrayal every time you sneeze, sit down, or think about spicy food. You got burn-in ring of fire that would make Johnny Cash cry. Glad Rides here to cool your cursed canyon with a refreshing blast of why didn't I do this sooner? No more waddling around like you just rode a horse through hell. No more awkward cushion carrying at work like you're about to give birth through your butthole. Glide Right. Because life's hard enough, your chair doesn't have to be. Thank you, Glide Right. We appreciate it.
Glide Right. Thank you, Glide Right. Man, we will. Hey, I think the world would be a nicer place if everybody would just apply a little Glide Right to their rear. I think we'd all just get along a lot better.
Yep. I actually started putting some right here in the middle of my chest, too, because I noticed I wasn't growing a lot of hair there. And actually, honestly, I got a thick patch right in the middle of my chest now. So
Glide Right puts hair on your chest as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Now guys are going to go out buying it so they can rub it on their heads.
Yes. Thank you, Glide Right. This podcast is, listen, get in early, sponsors, because, you know, we're not going to be picky. You know what I mean? 6 months from now, ain't no telling.
We're going to call you out. I mean, everybody from Cox to Glide Right, we're going to slide right in.
Yep.
And take you out.
Mm-hmm.
Take you out. You know why? Because we're big time. Because we are on Amazon.
I mean, yeah.
Are we on Amazon? Okay. I must have got it there. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
All right. So get your podcast on Amazon.
We're gonna need to start being referred to as the International Trio, dude. That's our nickname. You know, Raiders are reselling, International Trio.
For sure. All right, let's hit the first, because all I saw was pictures, and we got to get to what happened. So I just sitting there the other day, and I get these pictures of this humongous U-Haul, something I usually see on Instagram. You know, somebody comes up with like 20,000 pieces of clothing in a U-Haul trailer. And so Fired Up sends us pictures of this U-Haul that he bought. And then he had it all sorted, and it was crazy. Yeah,
it was just, hey, I bought a U-Haul,
right?
Vintage stuff. And then next thing you know, you guys can see that video. But some homeless guys stealing his shit.
And then, yeah, that, yeah. See, dude, I wish everybody could be in our chat.
So
I'm taking care of my people, boys.
So where did you get all this stuff?
So a buddy of mine in the fire department, he called me, or he texted me probably 2 weeks ago, something like that. And he said, hey, man, he said, one of my guys from high school used to buy and sell vintage. And he has a whole U-Haul that's been sitting up here in Jack's since high school. And he is trying to get rid of it. So I'm like, he's like, can I give him your number? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. So probably like a week goes by or whatever. And I finally get a call. I got a call last Wednesday. And it was the guy, and he was like, basically, this is what I have. They sent me basically like one photo of the inside of the U-Haul, like, you know, so you could just see that there's a lot of stuff in there. And then he sent me another picture of like a Nike ACG, like a, you know, like a big puffer jacket. And he's like, you know, so anyway, we met up last Saturday after the flea market, and basically got into the back of the U-Haul, and there was just, I mean, there's, you know, tons and tons and tons of stuff. So I was just like, I'll buy all of it. So he was like, and I came to a deal, and I just bought all of it. And then I live in a townhouse. So I only have, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1-car garage townhouse. So I don't have the room for, you know, that much stuff on top of the stuff that I already have. So I went and got a storage unit that's like literally right across the street. It was super cheap. And I put it all in there. I sorted it the same day and got it all, you know,
what percentage categories. What percentage of it do you think that you did you keep?
I probably tossed 40, 50% maybe.
So about half of it you decided.
Probably about half.
And you're going to end up at some point running all of that on whatnot.
So I have it scheduled for this Friday, which is the 9th at 1 p.m. But I might have to push it back to Monday because, like I said, that unit is outside, you know, so it's not inside of a big building. And we're supposed to have some pretty bad thunderstorms here starting tomorrow all the way through the weekend till Sunday. So if I, you know, and the it, there's obviously no power and, you know, I mean, all that other stuff. So if I were to close the door to that unit and do it inside the unit, it's, you know, 100, it's 100 degrees in there. So
your plan is to run the entire U-Haul in one show?
The whole U-Haul in one show. Yeah, there's probably, rough estimate, there's probably 350 to 400 pieces that I kept. Probably.
And so that's what, 3 hours of work?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Our show.
For yeah, you? I mean, it's going to be like everything is going to be, you know, you can't do it any other way than just sudden death and just like a rapid fire. There's going to be right. a handful of pieces that I'll do like a small counter bid time. Cause there's like a lot of good, like starter puffer jackets. There's a couple Carhartt jackets in there, stuff like that. But a lot of it, that's just like kind of like the run of the mill stuff will all just be, you know, either 10 or 15 seconds sudden death. And I'll try to just get through all, hopefully all of it in one show.
Yeah. Rob, have you ever had a buyout like that, Rob? Have you ever?
I haven't bought an entire U-Haul, but Mike has the same sickness that I have. Like when you see something, you just say, how much for all of it?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I think it does a couple things when you get in that realm. You know, you're not going to make bank off of everything, but now you've got a connection that knows, hey, you mean business. And you know, you don't get that callback when you go cherry picking.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
that's basically what I told him. I said, because when I said everything, he was like, you know, he thought I was going to come over there and just pick a couple pieces or whatever. Because he had like, there was four or five other guys that were coming over after me to also do the same thing that I was doing. And So when I said everything, he was like, and I was like, you know, he kind of paused for a second. And I was like, hey, this is like we have like right now money. You know, like we don't have like, hey, man, I'll pay you in like a week or something like that. I'm like, if you want to sell everything, like you can have cash in hand like this very second. And I'll put all this shit in the bed of my truck and we'll be done with it. So like I was there the whole time. I mean, I was there for probably like an hour. And
why is it always a U-Haul?
Well, it was weird. He like
the pictures on Instagram and, you know, all the flexing is always a U-Haul truck. Like,
yeah, his didn't run either. It was like one of those old. Like those old U-Hauls that was basically, it was more or less parked in a lady's yard, you know, that she kind of, she had a large yard and she kind of charged people to park some trailers there. And you know, there were some other like, you know, like large, you know, vehicles or whatever. And it was just there. I mean, you know, shit was growing all over it. And like, you know,
and so it was just a storage.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think at some point the U-Haul ran because he drove it to that yard, but you know,
who knows? It's empty. He's going to drive it out of that yard.
I mean, he's probably going to need some work.
I've done it once. We got a storage building kind of like that, right when we first started really doing it. And we were probably about the same. Wouldn't you say, Mary? We probably kept 50% of it. Probably about 50% of everything that was in the storage building. And it was a person that had a thrift store too. So they had a thrift store, they had this storage building, and we ended up going through it, about half of it. Nothing was amazing though. I mean, I think there were some cowboy boots and stuff that sold for over 50. Tons of Levi jeans, but this was back when Levi jeans, about 4 or 5 years ago, they just weren't as hot. If I would have saved them for 4 or 5 more years, I probably could have got some more money. So kind of really turned me off of doing it after that.
Yeah.
After
having this is my first time that I've done it like that, I've bought large quantities before, but not necessarily like, this wasn't totally sight unseen, You know what I mean? But like, I didn't go in there and dig. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, I saw the base layer of stuff. And, you know, that's kind of just like what I based, you know, like the deal off of was.
Yeah, you're taking the base a chance layer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
you're taking that, you're rolling the dice, but, you know, and like you guys are saying, I mean, I think you're hoping 50%. So if you can reach that goal, then you're probably going to end up making money. And I think once you say, hey, I'm going to buy it all, no need to go through it. You know, I see what I see what I see. You get a better price.
Yeah. That's kind of like there were basically two things that as I was going through it, once I got it back, there's two things that I took out of the entire lot to put on eBay. Other than that, everything else going to whatnot. So just the two things were like, just, you know, one was a
Red Hot Chili Peppers
Trailblazers. Shit, dude, I wish. One was a Portland Trailblazers like champion warm-up jacket with the pants, and like anywhere on the internet I cannot find a complete set, and the jacket alone sells for like $250 to $300. So like there's a number of sold comps that are in that range, and so I took the jacket and the pants and I listed it pretty high because I literally cannot find one. And and I took a pair of like 80s Oregon Ducks basketball shorts, champion basketball shorts as well, and put those up because there was a sold comp the same style for the Kentucky Wildcats, and there's a sold comp for like $500.
So wow.
Yeah. So I put those up there. We'll see how they do, you know. But everything else, I mean, there's still so much good stuff in there, you know, like tons of 90s Nike. There's a lot of good stuff. So
yeah. So that kind of takes us into like sorting and grading stuff. So I want to hear from you guys out there as well. When you're going through your items or a big haul like that, what do you guys do? How do you determine, I'm going to take this to eBay, I'm going to take this to whatnot, or I may take it to another platform? What are you looking at to make that decision? And like, I mean, you have to make it in 5 seconds, really. I mean, or you would be there sorting that U-Haul to today.
Oh, nay.
Yeah. I also think if I wanted to go to the flea market and be a seller at the flea market, like I could, you know, it cost me $25 and I can go get a spot. And I could have probably taken all of that stuff. Like there's probably, you know, 150 pieces or more that I gave to the homeless that are down the road. And there's probably another about 150 or so that I don't
even throw it on the table for $2 a piece.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, and not all of it would have sold, you know what I mean? But like, you know, maybe 50% of that 50% would have sold, you know what I mean? And then I could have kind of just grabbed up the rest and been like the next person that walked by, just like, hey, dude, you want all of this for $20? You know what I mean? Right. So, but you know, I'm not a flea market seller. You know what I mean? So I just
can't keep my man in one spot. He likes to move.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cause I would be sitting there at the flea market all day, you know, selling this like junk, basically, or what I think is junk. And I would be sitting there having FOMO that I can't walk around and
buy. Yeah. You'd be wanting to go to everybody's booth and buy stuff.
Yeah.
Man, to watch this, I got to go to the booths.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Rob? When you're going through stuff, how do you decide? Or how does the inventory kind of flow through your store? Does it kind of go, do you grade it first and say, I'm going to take this stuff to eBay, I'll put this on whatnot? Do you try to sell it on whatnot first and then?
Typically what I will do is I'll destine everything for whatnot. And then the pieces that stand out to me, I'll set aside to go on eBay. Like, if I get a lot of shirts coming in and, you know, I'm pulling out some nice stuff like Peter Millar's, Travis Matthews and stuff like that. But then out comes a Roback. That's going straight up to the old bay. You know, that's a hot seller. You had to go right up there and sell.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so, what are you looking at? millions of opportunities for buyers there versus maybe I have two guys in my show that want to bid it up to $20.
Right. You just don't see that brand make it to the price that you're trying to get.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Typically,
that one does not. Yeah, no, typically not. I mean, unless it's like one of the just base ones, so it's just like a solid color. Maybe you could.
What's that other one? Legend and Horn, or Horn and Legend, or something like that.
Holderness. There's some. That one's probably not the one you're thinking of. You're probably thinking about Holderness and Born.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that's really kind of popular, but it's still kind of a mystery here on whatnot. So it's like
but it gets a good price on eBay, doesn't it?
Yes, it gets a great price on eBay. Sometimes right. It gets a great price on whatnot. It just depends on if you have the people in there that know what Holderness and Born is.
Right. So. Yeah, when I got some hats, I got a bunch of hats in last week, and I'm redoing my sorting and grading process, and I'm trying to, I don't know, I've did it one way for so long, just took almost everything to eBay, no matter what, and just listed it for so long, and then trying to filter some stuff out, it's been kind of a challenge for me. Not really, because I know how much stuff is going to sell for. It's just finding the right tempo for the store to keep the sales consistent. Because if I end up like cutting out too much and I don't have enough to list, then that's it just does on eBay. If you don't list, you don't sell stuff typically on eBay. But so that's where it's really been difficult for me, is to try to keep enough inventory so I can list as much as I need to, but also try to filter some out. And I've been doing a lot of lots. I mean, yesterday Mary happened to have been gone, and so I was like, hey, I was gonna put these on eBay, but I'm just gonna throw these in a lot of 16 hats and we're gonna throw it up there. We're gonna see what happens. And if I can get some traction there, I may just continue to do that and continue to just throw the lots up, make a quick couple of dollars on each hat instead of trying to play the long game on all of them. So
I do a lot of especially, you know, like the weekends where I get a lot of stuff, not necessarily like a bulk buy, but just a bunch of small buys happen throughout the weekend and it ends up being a bulk. I do it almost backwards, where like all of the really good things that I find, I put into a whatnot pile.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. I mean, and it's the only the stuff that I throw on eBay are the things that I know for a certain fact will not do well at all on whatnot. You know what I mean? Like if I find, like North Face, you know, like North Face crew neck, you know what I mean? Like it's just a super standard $20 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna throw that onto eBay because like, you know, I'll get $3 for it or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Super standard, like, $3 on whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. And then on the flip side of that coin, when there's, you know, sold comps of $100 for a T-shirt, you know what I mean? Instead of being the smart person and just being like, well, dude, I'll throw it on the eBay. This is what I want to do originally, was throw it on the eBay until I had a show that I wanted to include that in. And then if it sold beforehand for like an eBay price, then sweet. But if not, then like I'll put it into whatnot and, you know, get whatever it goes for. But I find myself like hoarding all of like the coolest, best stuff, not listing it and putting it into a bin for, you know, the whatnot show for this week, or, you know, for a banger show that I would have in a couple months or whatever. Yeah.
So do you think more people, are you guys doing that out there? Let me know. Are more people doing that? Because I'm kind of doing the same thing. You know, if it's not cool enough in your whatnot show, then your whatnot show is boring. Yeah. And then you can't sell the stuff that's just kind of cool either. because you don't have people coming into your store looking for the really cool stuff. And that's interesting that people are actually taking stuff away from eBay, the cool stuff, and trying to put it onto Whatnot.
Yeah. Even though you like know saying that it won't go for, you know, like 9 times out of 10, it will not go for that eBay sold comp. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you already know, like, at least I do. Like, I already know, like, hey, dude, this, you know, the, in the U-Haul, the starter jacket, that's $150, or the, you know, some of the puffers that are $150, $200, I know aren't going to go for $150 or $200 when I run the show. You know what I mean? But it's just like, I like having it in there.
Yeah. It's the price of doing business though. It's, you gotta have the hook to bring people in.
Yeah. And like, I enjoy that. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy having like fire stuff for people to be like, dude, I can't even believe you ran this. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever, dude. You know what I mean? Like I enjoy that, you know, like the thrill of that, I guess.
Yeah. So, but if you listed a starter jacket today, how long would it take to sell that $150 starter jacket?
Yeah. Especially because it's, you know, like the wrong time of the year.
Yeah. And
so
then,
now we're back to the fast nipple or slow done.
And then you might get a $75 offer and you probably would just take it on eBay.
Oh yeah.
$75 or $80, which is the same price on Whatnot that it probably will go for. So it's a tough decision.
I accept offers. I mean, you know, like we said last week, all, you know, if I have something listed for $100 and somebody offers me $65, but it's been up there for a little bit, I'm taking it, you know, like,
all right.
I don't mind.
All right. Let's check in with the chat real quick. Hey, we got JD and the DA made it in too. Donnie made it back. And
JD
said he did a bulk buy last week. Took me 3 days to go through it all. I filled a dumpster, but we'll come out on top. Not sure I'll do that again. Kind of the same. So
what was it? Yeah. Like what category of items was it? I'd be curious to know. Cause he does, I think last week he was saying that, he does stuff 20 and over on eBay and then, right, less than 20 at the flea market. I'm pretty sure that was him.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to know. I'm in the same boat too, JD. Although it didn't take me long, it took me an hour to, you know, get it all out of this stuff. It took me, you know, maybe a couple hours. What the hell is that? Ephemera?
Ephemera.
Ephemera. What is ephemera?
Paper.
Paper?
Yeah, like old paper and documents or pictures.
Really?
Yes. And a lot of times they just scan it. You just scan it onto eBay and you sell it that way.
Is it called again? How do you say that word?
Ephemera?
Ephemera.
So it's like what, like contracts and stuff that are like 100 years old and things of that nature?
No, like old pictures that are stamp, kind of thing, more stamp collector stuff.
Okay. And kind of that actually sounds cool to go through.
Postcards and just collectible stuff like that.
That actually sounds like a super fun thing to go through. There's a kind of like an antique store or whatever downtown here, and they have a big section like right when you walk in that's just super old postcards, and they're all, you know, they all have like the actual writing on them from, you know, whoever sent them however long ago. And it's cool to, like, sometimes I'll just sit there for like 10 or 15 minutes just like, you know, reading what the hell, you know, Darlene said in the 1800s.
I've thought about going to that category. You really got to get this set up with this scanner, and then so you just scan all that stuff in and it goes, then you go straight to listing it. I'm sure it's slower seller than hats. Hats are not the fastest seller either, but I'm sure that stuff's super slow. But you probably
from Mississippi.
Tony made it in.
What up, dog? That's the fact that you bought a bunch of ephemera or whatever and you filled up a dumpster? That's crazy. Dude, you must have bought every.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance.
we always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Every picture and postcard and ticket to ever exist.
That must have been like a 20-foot U-Haul, you know?
Dude, serious.
Tractor trailer, I mean, there.
You know how many trees died for all that ephemera? Crazy. That's cool, though. Do you know any hat resellers? Come on, baby. That's what I'm saying. I'm in the same boat as JD, though. Is depending on how it goes. It took me an hour to get it all out of the U-Haul. It probably took me about 3 hours or so, I'd say, maybe a little bit more, to actually go through all of it. And I probably have, we'll just say like 5 total hours into it right now. So
so you would then, or would not do it again?
I'm not sure. It is like, you know, like if the show goes great and I make a couple of grand or whatever, then
yeah. And the show does, he would do it again.
Yeah, probably. I probably would. I don't know. I like doing stuff like that, you know? But it's also like, I'm not sure, you know, the method to it might change. You know what I mean? Like, I maybe will be a little more, all right, well, let me poke and prod here a little bit, or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not. And the thing is, too, especially with the U-Haul versus doing a bulk buy from, you know, another seller or somebody maybe that stores it correctly or whatever, is that, you know, a lot of the stuff that I have has stains on it. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? So, and to go and launder, you know, a couple hundred pieces of clothing or whatever, is just like totally unrealistic. So, yeah.
The last eBay store that I bought out, I wouldn't do that again. That exact buy. I mean, of course, if there was an amazing one, I probably will not. It'd have to be just an awesome deal to do an eBay store buyout again, because obviously it's been on eBay. And yeah, unless they had it like priced super high and it wouldn't sell, I'm going to be wary of ever doing an eBay store buyout again, because it's obviously just kind of junk and didn't sell the first time or for the first however many months they had it on there. That's probably a hard test for me.
It's all a roll of the dice, really. I mean, look, I know personally, I bought out a golf seller. I won't name names, but I bought them out, and the stuff I got was great. Now I know somebody else bought out another golf seller, and I mean, he wants to go to war over this. It's just junk. Mm-hmm. Some of the clothing has mold on it. I mean, it's just junk, you know. Yep. And when you put your trust in, you know, for buying out a fellow seller, you know, you kind of put your trust in them. Whereas, you know, with the eBay store and the U-Haul and the other buys I've done, we're trusting our gut more. But we're a little more discerning about, let me see if I see anything in this picture that really makes me want to jump. But you only need that one or two items that says, okay, I could do something with this. Let's see what the deal is.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about it. I'm not sure.
I've been waiting to talk about this for like 2 episodes now. Something always came up, but Darren DA brought it up. Goodwill bins were good to me in San Diego. We're getting the Goodwill bins here in Tulsa. I have to drive like 2 hours away to Oklahoma City to go to the bins, but we're finally getting bins here in Tulsa. It opens up next week, Mary. Yeah, next week. So I cannot wait until I get to go. And the good thing about this is I may be doing more Whatnot too, because if I can get my cost of goods down then to bins prices and still be, and then I'll mix in some good bins pieces I get and some of my other inventory as well.
Right.
It would be really awesome to be able to do some more Whatnot and have a better buy price where you can make a little bit more money. I don't know. I would love to be able to do more Whatnot.
Congrats on the bins. I wish we had a good one around here, but
it sounds like I'm gonna go to Oklahoma.
I thought you
are there any good hotels?
First he wants to go to Virginia, now he's going to Oklahoma.
Dude, if we're going anywhere, we're coming to Florida, the home of the biggest flea market ever. That's what I want.
Darren, is a decent Darren flea and market. I had the exact same day. Amanda and I were at the bins for 4 or 5 hours today, and I probably got like 30 golf hats, maybe something like that. All pink, Titleist, Callaway, and they all came from two bins. And like everybody there knows, they're just like, you know, they're like, hey, so they just started literally picking them up for me and launching them across the bin for me. And I was like, oh yeah, I got so many of them.
And that's crazy. You end up with 40 golf hats for, I mean, with $10 maybe.
Yeah, maybe like $5. Ours is $1.59 a pound, I believe. Yeah. So, you know, every hat weighs whatever, 4 ounces or something.
And so it's no sweat to start something at $3 at that point. It's just no big deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to Venmo you $20, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, you're like, you got to wash all of them, but like, Darren said they were all in pretty good shape. These ones are like, they're in fine shape. They're just dirty. They're just sweaty and stuff.
Darren's making me salivate over here.
Yeah. Oh, hey, in that, I forgot to send you a picture too, Rob. That unit, there's probably 25 vintage golf polos.
Oh, wow.
They're all like just the old school, like, you know, AOP type, you know, they're all just old. Yeah, it's literally all shit like that. You literally got that from me, did you not?
No. I did not get that from you.
Damn. Well, you should have.
I did not get that from you. And I did not get that from you.
Yeah, you got all those from me, dude.
Oh, Mikey, look at this one. Mikey, let me show you this one. Hold on.
That's so fire, dude. I love that shit.
That's like a Southwest print almost.
Yeah, those are good. Amanda picked up a 1997 Ryder Cup. Like little knit vest too. I was like, that's pretty cool. Listen, I'm trying to do what you say, and you say don't do golf because, you know, I want to have a lockdown on the market. Don't do golf. I can't not do golf. It's everywhere. You have to come out here, and you just need to spend 2 days every other month. Come to Florida and buy all of your inventory for the next 8 shows, and then go back to Maryland. It's a 2-hour flight. It's literally right there. Like, it's unbelievable. It's a never ending.
How would you get all that back?
Southwest. Southwest.
If you
fly free checked bags.
Two free bags.
Yeah. So you put all of your actual clothes in your backpack, bring it on, check two empty, big ass empty bags. That's 50 pounds a pop. You can bring back 100 pounds of inventory, dude, easily.
Like, I thought Southwest was doing away with free bags.
Yeah, but they haven't yet because I just
haven't. Yeah, they haven't implemented that yet. It's still 2 free bags right now.
Might be our next sponsor next week. Southwest on deck.
Oh,
sponsor hit.
I
love you guys.
Their hub is like 15 minutes away from me.
Really?
Southwest, before Steven says something horrible about you, I love you guys. I do not condone anything he's gonna say. Yeah, dude. I don't know. I think I've never been to a new Goodwill bins, you know, like, you know, maybe on the first day that it opens or the first couple of days, but I'm sure it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I'm wondering. So when I walk
everything
in
out that way.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Mm-hmm. They'll do like every other retailer. And you know this, Steven. You'll send all the good shit there
for
the first month. have all the best staff members there for the first month, and they'll break you in. They'll, they'll get the community hooked and break you in.
So when a Goodwill Bins opens for the first time, when you walk in, is there stuff there or not?
There should
Do you have to wait for stuff for them to bring out bins? Because there wasn't anything there from the day before.
You should walk in and they should have everything set up, all smack loaded, ready to go. Is it a large building?
Yeah, it's a pretty big building.
How far of a drive? Like, how many minutes is this from your house?
This is 10 minutes.
Oh, dude.
That's what I'm saying, bro. The schedule is going to be Tuesday through Friday. We're going Tuesday through Friday, and we're going to hit it. We're not going to go on the weekends. I don't want to mess with the kids, really. Yeah. And Mondays is usually just busy shipping. So I'm going to try to go at least Tuesday through Friday. And
oh, you're going to kill it, dude. I'm telling you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope
you,
so.
Let me put an air mattress in the hat shed and stay with you for like 3 days.
Well, I'm making some room out there. I'm just gonna get you a little air conditioner.
What? Oh, is it hot? Is it hot right now?
It's getting that way. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. It's hot as a motherfucker here, dude. It's terrible. and our bins is in like a, you know, it's like, it's not outside, but it's a, you know, air conditioned, like basically a giant warehouse. They just have like the doors are open or whatever. Right. So it's steaming.
Yeah, I love the bins. Mainly so you don't have to drive around. I mean, I know some days it's just like shitty bin after shitty bin after shitty bin, but not to have to drive around and look for stuff all day. And I love it. I think I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait to be on Whatnot more. I can't wait to have cheaper inventory and be able and not worry about it as much. But
yeah,
that leads me to the hat train. Definitely got to check out the hat train tomorrow. And I tried your...
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I tried your loading the store. And I think I would recommend it to anybody that's ever going to do a show again. Just load the store. If you're only... I think you could... If you're only like going to do 30 items like I'm going to do, then just take a picture of those 30 items.
How long did it take you?
15 minutes. I'm kind of hearing feedback.
Yeah, Mike.
Did you have a different mic come on? Are you on, Mike? Technical difficulties
in Florida.
Oh, no. No.
Mike, you have to unmute. Mike, you're muted.
Or you might have to go out and come.
And I'm not exactly sure what I hit, so.
Okay, you're back. Dude, anyways,
we don't do headphones, dude. We cannot be restricted having these freaking headphones, dude. I'm sweating. My freaking ears are sweating, dude. I can't even hear anything. Hitting buttons and stuff. Like, golly.
Anyways, 15 minutes maybe for, well, probably 20 minutes for 30 items. I kind of did it in spurts here and there, five items at a time. But I already have pre-bids on the banger items. One of them's already bid $22, and there's several. A lot of the other ones already have $3 bids on them. So, if you're gonna do a show, just put the items in there. And I mean, I guess you could even do the little trick of kind of just like you said the other day. People kind of like extend that show date out a little bit. If you didn't have enough bids yet, maybe give it a couple of more days and. I don't know. I like loading the show. I like seeing that some stuff is already getting the respect that it deserves. I mean, there's a banger Copenhagen hat in there, and it's got a pre-bid of $22. I can live with that. Is it a $30 or $40 hat? Probably. But I can live with $22 pre-bid. It's pretty cool. We lost him again. There he is.
Oh, Lord. There he's back.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Nope.
Anyway,
whatever, dude.
Definitely taking the pictures. Definitely loading the pictures. I'm gonna do it that.
Yeah, that's what I was showing you guys a couple weeks ago. Was that the it only takes it don't take long at all to you know, because it's such a quick listing.
I used to preload my show when I did new with tag stuff every week. 285 pieces.
Yeah, it's a lot every week for sure. Even that, yeah. That will take, I mean, it, even though it, individually it doesn't take too much time, but when you're doing 280, it's, that'll take you some time.
Yeah.
Donnie, was it for the hat ray train that you did it for? Just kind of wondering. Donnie said that he loaded his store too and took pictures of everything.
Yeah, I am so freaking jealous of you guys, dude. Like, I'm so bummed out that I can't do it. And want to know what sucks even more is that I'm going to be at work tomorrow spending all my money on the freaking hat ray train, dude. I'm just going to be there. I'm gonna be like, freaking, I'm swiping away, dude. Like, damn.
I got it worse. Look, I couldn't make my open and slot that he had for me either. And I can't buy anything tomorrow because I'm getting ready to go on vacation next week.
Yeah. Amanda and I are going to Montana at the end of the month, too, for like 9 days.
Montana? Man, I want to go to Montana.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Big sky country.
Yeah. I got a bunch of family there. So we go every, whatever, every so often.
Are you from Montana?
I'm from California.
I knew that.
I'm from a little north of San Diego. Matter of fact, Darren, if you know where Temecula is, that's where I'm from. He probably does if he's in San Diego. It's pretty close. No, my family on my dad's side all live out there. So they own like a bunch of land and, you know, they own trucking company and so on and so forth. So we'll go out there and hang out and go on their land and go shoot shit and fish and do whatever, you know, go be away from people. Cause there's like, you know, there's like more, it's like 1.3 million people in Jacksonville, I think. And there's like just over 1 million people in the entire state of Montana. And it's a big ass state too. You know, it's a huge state.
Yeah.
So there's like nobody there.
It's nice, but kind of a summertime thing, right? It's spring and summertime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Talk about.
He never visits in the winter.
No, you're right, dude. There's no Christmas time in Montana, dude. Negative 20. And like, dude, come on, man. Beat it. You know, I'm not doing that.
You never take anybody to the train station? You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
No, that's why. Hey, that's why I'm giving you this.
Bro. Really?
Yellowstone. That's Yellowstone. Come on, Rip.
The show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's go, all Rip. Right, bro.
John, 90 miles. Yeah, dude. I don't really watch a lot of TV. So
it's all right.
You know?
I thought that you would get that reference though.
Come on.
Yeah, give him hell, chat.
Yeah, give me hell, boys. Give me hell, boys.
All right, let's get to the last one.
Wait, can I ask you a question real quick?
Of course.
Okay. We're here. Do you guys have any big finds this week, or like big anything that like freaking caught your eyes? Like, damn, this is cool.
That Atlanta Braves starter hat that happened to come out of a box. Yeah, that was really awesome. I threw it up on eBay, $75. I already have somebody. I guess it comps for about 50 to 60, but I don't think there's another one out there. So that's why I went with 75. And I already had somebody. How much in one question, one word, negotiable question mark? I said, what? My answer to that usually is always, what's your offer? You know, I put my price on it. That now give me whatever your price is. I don't think he's answered yet, but that was a really cool hat. That might be the coolest find that I've had this week, though.
Did you get that? One second, Darren. I'm actually from Hemet. Like I grew up the first part of my life in Hemet. I went to Park Hill Elementary. I went to Acacia Middle School, and then that's when I moved to Temecula. Is my ninth grade year. The Hooters bag.
Check out these Hooters. Yeah, that's a banger.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my find of the week.
Yeah, that is so fire, dude. I love that thing.
Now, where are you going to try and sell that?
Whatnot.
Keeping it.
Whatnot.com.
The corner of my room.
You're not going to sell it?
A Hooters bag? No. That's staying.
Yeah. Are you going to use it?
Are you? That was my next question.
Well, yeah, it's holding all my clubs.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. I think you need to take that thing. Toe flip, what up, baby? I think you need to take that thing to the course.
Well, I'd have to. I got to get it cleaned up first and get one of the zippers fixed, and then it might make an appearance on a course.
Yeah, that would be a hot topic right there.
If I can get it together in the next year or so, I'll take it with me on my next golf trip next year.
Where are you going? South Carolina?
No, typically we go to out to west part of Virginia. This year we're going to, for the second year in a row, we're going to go up to Pennsylvania.
Nice. Nice. So, I heard there's nice rolling courses in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, right out my door here, we have one. Like, it's that course is high elevations. They got like the 100-yard drop on one of the greens. It's a pretty good course that I live next to, but I don't golf that much. One, I'm
dude, I think we need to make a trip, dude.
Mike, he's going to need a second air mattress.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, we need to. We can do an in-person pod, dude. That'd be so fun. You know what I mean?
We can get like one of those rooms and get the lighting and the ambiance. We can set out some candles.
Yeah, and then pan the camera over. And I'm big enough for Rob.
We can take off our shoes and sit cross-legged and sit, maybe sit on the floor with each other.
Yeah, dude, drink some ayahuasca. What?
Can we do s'mores?
We can eat the s'mores. Yes.
Heck yeah, dude. I'm telling you right now, at some point, at some point in the next year or something like that, we all need to get together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I gotta
imagine it's gotta be a trip to Florida. That way we can thrift while we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much great shit. If you guys came out on a weekend, dude, that'd be so amazing. We could hit my town on Saturday, and then I can take you guys and like we can do a freaking hardcore trip on Sunday, Monday. Like that would be so fun.
I want to go to those flea markets so bad.
Yeah, there's so many of them. Like you have an absolute blast. Yeah, dude, just take your damn Ambien. Get on that thing. You'll freaking wake up. You'll be here.
God, I hate flying. Coming for you, Southwest. All right. So when you're on Whatnot, like, and you're scrolling through and you're like trying to find a show, what is the one thing that makes you swipe away from that show so quick and just try to find something else?
Rob, you want to go?
Yelling at me.
Yelling at you, yep. Calling you chat.
When the seller is yelling at me, I don't want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they yelling?
The guys that are doing the come on, chat, run it up, chat. We got a bid, just chat. Come on, chat. I cannot stand that,
dude. I gotta be honest, a lot of times they have a lot of people in their shows, too,
right? It seems like it works a little bit,
and I'm like, but I don't because. You know, Rob and I might have different viewpoints on something else, but like, I'm the exact same way. I absolutely hate that. Like, it's the most annoying thing in the world to me. Like, it's so annoying. I don't even really care all that much about the chat term. Like, if you're just casually, you know what I mean? I guess talking to everybody, like, that doesn't bother me as much, but like, the constant, like, you know, I said this the first show, the constant, like, this is the $100 eBay thing. And I cannot believe that it sold for $15 and they're so mad is the most annoying thing in the world. That, and I will say this on top of that one, the other one that maybe is on par is the, $1 starts or, you know, whatever, $3 blank amount of starts. And then you go in there and you're like, hey, buddy, will you do, you know, can you run this thing, right? Like this shirt, hat, whatever. And they're like, oh, well, I got to start that one at 30. What? Like, what do you mean? Do you, it's behind you on a rack or whatever. And it says everything is $1 or, right. You know, $3 or whatever. And then it's like, but you want, you know what I mean? That annoys me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why do the people yelling at the chat have such big rooms sometimes? Do they have just great items that everybody's going to sit there and listen to it?
Or I don't know. There's a guy that has, like, you know, he definitely has some good items, but he has a lot of just run of the mill, you know, mid items, some bangers, but mostly mid. And he does that. And he, you know, he'll have, 70 to 100 people in there basically every time I see them. And I'm like, and it's so annoying. I'm like,
but see, that, those that people like to... being yelled at.
Maybe that's what I'm the... thinking.
What do they call those? Is it sadist or
that's called
that you love being put down or humiliated or
yeah,
it's called sadist. it's called ephemera.
It is not.
No, if you're there from the beginning and you're part of the energy that show has, and you're into the items, then it's not going to bother you. But for me, if I roll up in your show and you're just screaming and shouting, I don't want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have good stuff.
There's too many other sellers.
Yeah. There are times where like there has been something in there that I've at least wanted to attempt to get. And I'll just mute it. I'll just mute it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll still type in there or whatever, just so they know that like I'm looking at this thing, like so if you can run it, but I won't know what they respond. You know what I mean? And then like I'll give that a little bit.
Certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And then if I get the piece, great, then I bounce. And then if I don't, then once I reach my limit, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I get it or not.
And the we talk about this too is the not you know taking forever in a day to run an item. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's just like how I look at it is like if you show it, might as well just hit start. You know what I mean? Because like if it takes you 10 seconds to show it off or whatever, and then like nobody wants it, but it's like you could have 15 seconds of just like, you know, it going anyway or whatever. You know what I mean? So like the whole like that shit kind of drives me insane sometimes too. Especially if it happens like the whole show. It's like annoying.
Right. Yeah, for me it's pretty much the same. If you're not gonna run anything, then I'm just swiping. And
yeah.
Because I mean you kind of build an audience just running stuff. People want to see what stuff is selling for, what's gonna be next. Mm-hmm. Part of the excitement of it. I don't care if they're it's good to make fun of, and I think it's pretty funny. I don't really care if they're yelling at me, but it is it's annoying.
It's you don't want to stay there for long. You know what I mean? Like there's shows that we've all been in that you can be in there for a couple hours and it's like, you know, it's no big deal. But you know, you can go into those shows for sure, but it's not something that I would wanna, you know, spend a couple hours being in or whatever, you know? Like
What about in our own shows though? When do you feel like you know you always feel it like, hey, my show just hit a wall, and I just what happens? Is there anything that y'all have kind of noticed that hey, whenever this happens, I kind of start losing viewers? And is it really that important to like run the giveaway to keep it engaged? Do you think all that is important?
I would say to you that I definitely think me running continual giveaways keeps people in there. Now, I don't know if the people in there are there for the giveaways or because the fact that I'm running giveaways juices the algorithm, keeps my show up toward the top of the list every night that I'm running. So. Yeah, but I can tell you, my wife has actually said that to me. She's like, hey, the more you run those giveaways, that's really keeping a lot of people in your stream.
Yeah, but, I did hear the whole giveaways is better for the algorithm as far as like having your show higher on the.
Do you notice the same thing, Mike? Like,
Really the big walls for me, especially when I first started, is like succumbing to the pressure of the chat, you know, especially if you don't have things preloaded. Even if you do, definitely, but you know, originally when I didn't preload anything ever and it was just kind of all behind me, like the hats, you know, and you might have 50 hats and there's like five like really, really, really good ones. And running all of those, you know, fairly early in the show to where there's like one or none left. You know what I mean? Then that's always kind of where I would be like, oh, damn. You know what I mean? Because now you have, you know, 35 other hats or whatever, 30 or 25 other hats. And it's like, but you don't have any of those like real eye catchers back there. They're kind of, you know, all the $10 hat or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why I was saying last week when we were talking about the Chili Pepper shirt, that it's, you know, it's just important that, like, you know, you're in control. Like, if this is your show, you know what I mean? Like, you want to do your best to, you know, give the people what they want, but it's also your show and you have to be strategic about, you know, when you're going to put the, you know, handful of really, really, really good items that you're going to have into your show and stagger them out to where there's always something to look forward to up until the very last, you know, the very last minute.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
is that how do you get out of the hole? How do you get your show back on track and build a little bit of excitement? Is that the time to run a really great item? Or do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you gotta pull a higher quality piece at that point to get the spark going again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because sometimes you get caught. Sometimes
what I'll do is I'll switch gears. So you'll see I'll be, you know, dead in the water with some shirts. And I might switch over to, hey, anybody want to buy some shorts tonight?
And, dude, that happened to you just a couple weeks ago, Coach. And you murdered it. Like, it went, you hit, you know, a handful of back-to-back-to-back-to-back t-shirts that didn't sell at all. And you were like, yeah, beat it. And I think you either went to crew or pants or quarter zips. And they were like $25, $30, $35, dude. And he sold literally all of them. And that was his show for the next 30 or 40 minutes because, you know, and then when he went back to the shirts, all of a sudden those same shirts that weren't selling for the original $10 price were now $15 and $20 shirts. You know what I mean? Like that's a super good tip.
New Bloodhead came in at that point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that is a,
but in the meantime, tip. While I move, I pivot, like, if you've got, say, 35, 40 people hanging in your show, the show gets stale to them. You know, they've seen you run the same damn shirt 100 times now. They've seen your whole inventory of shirts. You know? So now they're like, what's next? 3 shows in a row, I've been bought out of shorts. And I just happened to have them sit over there. It's like I told my wife, I was like, we were out Sunday. I said, I got to stop up at this little store on the way home. Little place down the way from us. It's just a off the track kind of thing. Not a Goodwill or anything, just a thrift store. I said, I need to stop in there and see if we got any shorts because I don't have any for Saturday. And I know I need to have something. I mean, I came out there with a stack like that. But I'm ready to go. So, but you got to have that. You got to be able to pivot like that. And that's also why I keep that hat thing fresh every week because then I can pivot to the hats as well. And people see the hats that aren't there for the shirts and say, oh, well, that's catching my eye. Can we run that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real question is for Steven and I that often do, you know, one, you know, even though golf's a category, but, you know, it'd be, you know, just a golf shirt or just a golf hat or just a golf pant. And for Steven and I that do, you know, just a hat show or just a shirt show, it does get a little bit tricky because, you know, there's not really pivoting off of that. You know, it's, you can't, not really a way to go to different stuff.
You got to pull out one of those bangers. You don't want
to run. You have to.
Well, wait a minute. Now I would say this. Now, when I run my hat shows, my hat only shows, you know, when I'm in another room, you got the 2 racks on the table full of hats. I try to keep it exciting by running a buyer's giveaway, like every 20 hats. So right. It's easy to work through 20 hats if you got 40 people in the room. There's going to be something they see. Yeah. They don't all have to be bangers. Just have that good quality like every one of us has. The 3 of us here for certain. But
that's what I'm thinking 20, about doing.
I am.
Is maybe like the Hat Ray Train definitely got a good giveaway. Going to be giving away some earbuds. And I'm thinking I might do that in like the other shows, like be able to kind of stop and do a buyer's giveaway, maybe every 15 or 30 hats. Say, as soon as we hit 30 hats, we're going to do this buyer's giveaway. And then we're going to give another one off and give something else away. But that gets kind of, expensive, but I know what you're saying too, Mike. It's hard to really, the only other thing you have in your back pocket is a banger. And then you're falling into, oh, well, I don't want to can't give away all my.
Yeah, you still kind of want to keep those till the end. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think the best thing that, especially anybody that is brand new at the Whatnot game, and you know for a fact that you have 100 items, and out of those 100 items, maybe all of them are good, but there's, you know, 10 like premium quality ones. You know, then like you have to make a mental note of like, you know, every 10 regulars that I run, I run a premium. You know what I mean? Right. Or like you have to do a good way, and you cannot let guys like me sit there and be like, hey, you know, run that sports specialty splash. You know what I mean? And then the next guy comes in and like, hey, also run that shark tooth, and you're running all the premiums, you know, within a couple hats of each other. And next thing you know, you still have 60 more to go. And there's none of those like real eye catchers. That'd be my best advice. You know what I mean?
For sure.
If you don't have a multi-category show like Rob does, like if you do, then Rob's advice is literally the best advice that I can think of off the top of my head, is to be able to pivot. And it worked. If anybody was in there, it worked incredibly well. He did a great job.
Yeah, it is a great show.
Whether it's multi categories or single categories, it's all about keeping the audience engaged, keeping them looking forward to what's coming. You know, if they're just looking at the rack of hats, they can see that. If they know there's a carrot at the end of the rainbow, boom, we got to get them there.
Right.
I also, last thing on this for me is going back to, because we had this conversation with Rob months ago, but being able to showcase your inventory behind you, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, ever, whether you're a hat person or you sell antiques or, you know, whatever it is that you sell, if you can utilize like how horribly I do on this podcast, where you can see behind the other two guys, you know, so, you know, you like that OU hat above his shoulder, or you like hats. Ping hats. Yeah. And then you can be like, hey man, you know, you can hit him up on Instagram and not even wait for the show and be like, hey buddy, I saw this hat and I like it, you know, can I buy it from you? It's the same exact thing, but in the Whatnot show, is being able to have inventory behind you where they're not only reliant on you to grab something so they can see it, they can see it for themselves back there. You'll also keep a lot more people in there for a longer duration of time because they might stay there to wait for the thing that they see. But in the process of them waiting for that thing, they'll end up buying other things along the way. You know what I mean?
What about the loading the shop though? I know we talked about how good it is and I am with it, but people kind of can you get lost in the shop and not actually be swiping on stuff?
Yes. I'll go back to when I used to run nothing but new attack shows, 285 pieces. I would literally lose people in the store.
Right.
And I would just be sitting there waiting for a number to come up. Hey,
that's why I took all the hat pins out of the store.
Yeah.
Is because you can get so many in there and you couldn't find.
Well, if you go to my shows that you've seen in the past few weeks, the upcoming weeks as well.
Eric? We lost you, Coach.
Hey, we get one show without. Oh, there he is.
Oh. Recovery.
Dude, I was about to drop a freaking heater on you too, dude. That's about to be hilarious.
So I was waiting for the old Bluetooth to go off.
The 50 different branded Bills hats loaded up for people to see and buy, but it was masking everything else that was in there. So that's why I refreshed that and took it out and just put, you know, brand new hat pull. So now you can see the hats. And like the other show I did, somebody came in and said, "Did you still got Brandon Bill's hats?" And yeah, I could pull them right off the shelf and show them to you.
Right.
Yeah, I think I never really thought about it like that, Stephen, where if you have, see, with 30, 50, you know, or so items preloaded in the store, I think your chances of getting lost in the store are very small because, you know, it's probably only two or three, you know, swipes on your phone before you get through everything. But then some of the ones that you go into, and you see these people have a lot of people in there, so it might not be too big of a deal, but they have, you know, 400 or 500 pieces that are loaded. You can definitely for sure get lost looking at items in the store and not swiping on the items that are being ran. So I never really thought about it like that though. But I think you're probably pretty safe if you stay in that like 60, you know, if it's not smack full of 280 items, I don't think they'll get too low. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I wanted to sell my hat shapers in the store, and I just felt, and I had all those pins in the store, and I felt like people couldn't find the hat shapers for one. So I took everything else out, and that was just that there whenever I really wanted to push on the hat shapers. And I think it helped out a lot. And I just felt like people in there looking at pins and not swiping on the hat that I have held up on the screen. I don't know. I don't know if it's good to do a mixed show like that. Like have stuff buy it now and 100 items you're just going to run that aren't in the that aren't even loaded.
I do it all the time. Right. I do it all the time.
Yeah, Coach's store is like smack full of buy it nows.
Yeah, the buy it now is just jam packed with all the stuff from Japan.
Yeah, yeah. I've never done a buy it now thing.
Well, the other thing about that is they stay in my, you know, off show store as well.
Yeah. Do you ever get any sales when you're not live?
Yeah, I've been getting sales periodically for the stuff that's in that Japan box. Yeah. You know, I just sent out last week a Titleist hat clip and ball mark.
I wonder if you could would you be able to go in there, say, you know, one of the hats that's on buy it now, would you be able to go in there and say it's been in your buy it now for 3 months and you're just ready to put it up in one of your $5 shows or whatever? Can you just go in there and just edit it and just hit for the auction platform?
Yeah, you don't even actually have to edit it. I could go, if you're in a show, you could go into, you know how you go into your store to start an auction?
Yeah.
You could go into the buy it now and then where it says, you know, item situation, you hit that button and one of the options is run as auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You just set the, it just tells you to set the parameters.
That's kind of interesting.
And off you go. Actually. Yep.
Because you could almost load a whatnot store, just like an eBay store, a month in advance. And anybody that wants to pay, you know, I guess, maybe the price that you want for it can buy it, or if not, then you could just run all of them as you typically would. Maybe.
Right.
I'm more of a grip and rip kind of guy. You know what I mean? Right. So freaking like I won't be doing that, but you know, there's so many ways. You know what I mean? There's just like there's endless ways that you can run a store or you know anything. Freaking yeah.
All right, I think we made it. So when are you going to be on next, Coach?
This Saturday at 7 p.m.
All right.
See all this fine items behind me.
And the store is going to be loaded for sure.
Yes.
When are we going to see you? When are we going to see the U-Haul? Where you got a special name for this? U-Haul Madness?
It's all lowercase. I bought a U-Haul full of vintage, baby.
Yeah.
No, I have it scheduled for Friday. The weather here, it says that it's supposed to rain. And if it rained anything like it did today, that's kind of a big problem. So if I don't do it on Friday, it's already scheduled for Friday. You guys can go in there and bookmark it or whatever. Then it will definitely be on Monday. It's just, you know, I can't do anything about the weather. So.
And I'm going to be on the raid train tomorrow. So definitely check that out. It's going to be a fun time. It's already loaded up. Going to be fun. Gonna start picking the bins next week. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for some bin stories. I'll have some bin stories for sure to share with you guys. And until then, did we miss anything in the chat, Coach?
No, I think we're good. I think we're caught up.
Thanks for everybody being here, dude. We got Toe Flip, JD. I don't think I've seen. I'm not sure if I've seen Marshall in here the other week. So I appreciate
Marshall.
That.
MJ, welcome to the chat. Good to
see Darren,
you.
old hometown hero. You know what I mean? Big Donnie's always here hanging out with the boys. Tony's up in here, diehard Cowboys fan. I mean, that's, you know, it's a bit of an issue, but it is what it is. So
JD said he hates seeing the cellar smoke.
They hate seeing the cellar smoke. Smoking? Wait, smoke?
Oh, there's really? A lot of people that smoke on TV, on whatnot. Shit, I've seen people getting high on there.
Apparently,
you're not supposed to drink, but half the people on there get drunk.
I was gonna say, apparently, it's against the rules, and there's like a whole like buy a seller a shot thing, and like, you know, when they do birthday streams and some of that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I turn it. Listen, I'm already an absolute liability, dead sober. Let alone, listen, you give your buddy freaking about 2.5 twisted teas, dude. You don't even know what I'm about to say. So I can't be like drinking on the internet like that.
People take forever to start an auction.
Yeah, you're gonna get banned one of these days, but not yet.
Yeah, no,
we're definitely gonna be around for next week. We're worldwide now, from Australia to Canada. It's good to see you guys. Leave us a 5-star review if you're listening to us on podcasts, and then also leave us a comment there in the podcast. Will really help us reach everyone on the podcast streams. I appreciate everybody hanging out today.
Heck yeah. Thank you guys. We'll see you again soon
next week, hopefully Tuesday or Wednesday, 7 or 8-ish. We'll see you guys.
Yeah, it's a fluid schedule here, boys.
Definitely fluid.
Definitely fluid.